Hello, I'm Matt.
And I'm Kat.
Welcome to Matt and Kat's Isle of Wight Eating Out Guide.
Here we are in the Lakeside Brasserie, which was the winner on our poll on the Matt and Kat Isle of Wight Eating Out Guide. So thank you to everybody that voted. We're having a really lovely time.
We are. It really is good here. It's in a building that was built quite a long time ago with a bit of a 70s feel about it, and they definitely made the interior feel 1970s as well. It's got a real retro theme to it, which I think is great.
Yes, it's a bit like a James Bond lair, don't you think?
Yes, that's right. You expected that the roof would roll back and Men in Black would be abseiling down later on. That hasn't actually happened yet. But,
no. I'm waiting for the
night is young.
I'm waiting for the bar to turn around with that big lit-up map of the world.
That's a good idea. Well, the food really looked great. Wonderful presentation.
And what about the menu? Because there was quite a selection on the normal menu, but we had a set menu, which was two or three courses, which was excellent value for money.
And what did you think of the food then?
Very nice indeed. I had a rabbit and shallot terrine for my starter, which was delicious. The rabbit was really soft, very pale flesh, and some adorable tiny little leaves which went round the edge.
Bill had mule.
Yeah. It was really nice. It was quite moist as well, and there was some really nice sauce that came with it, garlicky, almost liquidised.
It was, wasn't it?
In a really good way.
Mm. It was, but it wasn't too strong, the sauce,
yeah.
I thought.
And sort of herbs floating in it as well.
It was presented on that really nice big piece of wood, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It came on a hot piece of wood.
And you got a little bowl of water to wash your fingers in and a little pot to put the shells in. It looked interesting, didn't it? It made you want to say, oh, this is going to be fun, and it was.
And the finger washer had a lemon in it, which is always good.
Definitely.
Cut through the grease.
Everything should have lemon.
Everything should have lemon in it.
Definitely.
You want some lemon in your coffee, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh.
So what about your main course then, Matthew? What did you have for that?
I had pigeon breast. It was on a little mashed potato served with two carrots and some absolutely delicious caramelised shallots. They were fantastic. They were almost as good as the pigeon breast, which was very, very nice.
Bill and I had the salmon, and that was on a little bed of cabbage bacon. With bacon. That's right, Bill, yeah, bacon. And some interesting pear drizzle.
Sauce.
We had between us two tiny pieces of leeking cheese sauce and two small pieces of beetroot, which we thought might be for the three of us, in which case it was a bit of a meagre offering, but it's possible actually that was just for me and Bill, though we did divide it up in the end.
And then we had pudding, of course, being the set menu, pudding comes with it.
And that again, very, very beautifully presented.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew and I had white chocolate terrine, which came with kumquats and cranberries.
What did you have for your pudding, Bill?
Treacle tart with clotted cream on the top.
Oh, it was a huge bit of clotted cream, wasn't it? It looked like a ball of ice cream.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was at first. You got a spinning plate as well.
Oh yeah, my plate went round and round. That was probably the most exciting thing that's happened to me for weeks, but I am very easily amused. So anyway, this is a posh place by our standards. What did you think of it, Bill?
I really liked it, you know. I thought it was really nice, and it's probably one of the poshest places I've ever been in.
Really?
Yeah, and the service was pretty friendly, and they could pretty much tell you anything about the meal you wanted to know.
Yeah, we asked some questions, they gave us some answers. Can't argue with that. This is certainly a lot better value than we were expecting, and I definitely would say I'd recommend this, and I'm going to come back here again.
Yeah, I definitely think so, and I'm sure Bill would like to come back here again if he can find someone else to persuade.
Would you come back?
Definitely, if I can get you to take me.
Well, you never know your luck.